I'd like to call the April 29th meeting of the Franklin Quarry Monitoring Committee. Please call the roll.
Alderwoman.
Do the roll, please.
Alderwoman Kristen Wilhelm is excused. Member Fred Knuppel.
Here.
Alderman Mike Barber.
Here.
Member Dallas Shirk.
He's there.
Dallas.
Can you guys hear me?
There you go.
Mm-hmm. All right. I had to change the setting. There we go.
Okay.
Are you Sorry here? About that.
Are you here?
Here.
Member John Tenhaken.
Here.
Member Dina Swanson.
Here.
Okay. The first order of business is approval of the minutes from the regular meeting of March 25th. Is there a motion to approve?
A motion to approve.
Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion? All in favor of the motion to approve the minutes, say aye.
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 Any nays? Hearing none, it's approved. Citizen comment period. I don't see any citizens here. So I will now open it up for citizens' comment period and close it. Okay. There are no hearings. Item 5 on the agenda is the business. Action may be taken on these items. First one is the quarterly presentation by Standic Consulting, first quarter of calendar year 2021. And I think some of this is just a rehash of the last meeting that we had on the 25th. So if we just look at March, I think would be enough.
Kristen from Estantic, they have a presentation. She has a presentation.
Okay, yeah. Fine.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hi, Kristen.
I'm gonna try sharing my screen, okay?
Yeah.
Please let me know if you can see it.
Yes, we can see.
The agenda? Okay. Yeah. So I'm just going to go over the report for the first quarter. We did not do any visual observations during the period of January through March of this year. We did do our first visual observation of the year in April, so that will be part of the next report. For the seismic monitoring, there were a total of 9 blasting events. 3 were in January, 6 were in March. There were no blasts in February. The Stantec meter measured 8 of the blasts, which is kind of typical. Our meters are in slightly different locations. We don't always pick up the same readings as Payne and Dolan, especially for ones that have a very low reading on the meters. All of the blasts were within the maximum permissible vibration limit, and they were all within the maximum permissible decibel limit. The evaluations, so we had 9 blasts. We had a total of 7 complaints. One was just for noise. The rest of them were all for vibration issues. All of them corresponded to actual blast events. There was 1 blast that had a complaint east of 51st Street, which is where we see occasional complaints. The remainder of the complaints were south of Drexel Avenue. Weather conditions were fairly similar for both of them. One was just before noon, one was just after noon. The January complaint was just for 1 blast. I'll show you on the map in just a moment. And then the March 12th event had 6 complaints. The complaints were from different locations in the quarry, and I'll show you the map. I'm going to scroll down. This makes things a lot simpler to see. So the January blast was the red dot, and we had 1 complaint almost immediately east of the blast location. And then we only had one blast in the southern portion of the quarry during this quarter, and that resulted in 6 complaints south of Drexel Avenue. Go back up to the report then. Very typical. We didn't have any complaints regarding dust or truck traffic. They continue to be the complaints about blasting and the vibrations. There were fewer that noted noise as an issue this quarter than in the previous quarter. No complaints west of the Root River as long, at least for the past couple of years that I've been involved with this, we haven't had any complaints west of the Root River. And then the table shows the blast results with the data. And like I said, it's kind of typical of what we've been seeing over the past several quarters. But there was limited blasting activity this quarter with only 9 blasts total, and we had 2 that had complaints. I'm open for any questions that the committee may have.
I have one.
Mm-hmm.
What was the date of the blast that was in the south?
The south, that was on the March 12th, blast number 4. That's the one that had 6 complaints.
Okay.
As typical, the southern blasts are the ones that have the higher percentage of complaints associated with them.
Question for Clint. Is there more blasting planned in the southeast corner of the quarry in the near future?
Yes, there is.
Okay. So, thank you.
So the high numbers on that day for the PPV was 0.043, and for AO it was 111.
The highest reading was 0.6. There were 4 readings. I'm gonna highlight on here. This is all the data associated with that one, that blast event. So the highest reading was the 0.13, and the highest PPV was 114.
Okay.
Both are below the limits.
Sure. And just for the record, what were the limits again for that, for those?
It is 0.30 for the vibration and 123 for decibels.
Okay. And all of the double reportings took place to the south, correct?
Excuse me?
All of the double reportings took place to the south?
Double reporting? I'm not sure what you mean
by
that.
Well, you had two complaints from the same address.
That was on a previous report. Did I keep that in there?
I thought I read that.
It looks like the same thing happened this quarter, too.
We had two blast events that corresponded to complaints.
So they weren't from the same address then?
No.
Okay.
They're all 6 unique addresses.
Okay.
Sorry, that now I see what you're talking about right here.
Yep.
The report, that should be struck.
Thank you. That's all I have.
Okay.
So it looks like some of the complaints are coming from the same addresses both this quarter and last quarter 2020. Has anybody from the city reached out to those addresses and explained that the blasts are within the limits?
Yeah, this is the normal complaint form. There, at the bottom, there is a checkbox when they check if they want a call back from the city. So what we normally do, if we receive the complaint, wait till the data is available, probably the next day, check the data, and call the complainant to let them know.
Mm-hmm. Sure. Thank you.
Anything else, Kristen?
That's all I had, unless anybody else has any other questions.
To to avoid that noise, please turn the microphone off when you are not using. There's a button in the microphone. Yeah, that's it. Okay. Thank you.
Next. Oh, okay.
I'm going to stop sharing my screen then.
It's this one.
Now it's on.
I believe we lost audio from the city hall. I haven't done anything to my computer. I'm not sure if you guys can hear me.
I can hear you, Dallas, but I'm not hearing anybody in the room.
Okay.
All right. Ooh, there we go.
We made a motion to place the report on file, and it's been there's been a motion made. We need a second.
Motion a second.
Okay.
Any discussion? All in favor of placing this on file, say aye.
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 Anybody opposed? Okay. Hearing none, we'll place it on file. Thank you, Kristen. Okay, moving on to the next item on the agenda. It's the Payne Dolan report. Discussion on matters pertaining to citizen complaints, blasting, and data from Payne Dolan.
Yeah, we just received two new complaints yesterday, actually. Same address, 9 a.m. And noon. Check the data. It was for 0.10, so it's within the limits. So that's no complaints that we received that are not included in the report.
And do you know where the location of that one was, where the complaint came?
To the south, actually South 59th Street.
No, where the blast occurred in the quarry.
Oh, do you know the location for the blast yesterday?
There are two of them.
But the maximum PPB was the monitor that is in the south. So.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the data pretty much lines up with this previous report, as far as no violations or.
Well, I just checked the data for this complaint and was no violation, yeah.
But we have we have all the data from Payne Dolan for January and March, so that's what we're placing on file today, or do you want to include April?
No, we don't need a motion for this item.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's just.
Okay, I've got one question of Clint as part of the discussion. Just. Given the state of the economy and everything else in the world, do you anticipate a big, strong demand for stone this year, or has it leveled off from last year? How would you assess the demand as a way of maybe just what might be happening?
It's on. Okay. Now is it on? Good?
Yep.
Okay.
Dallas, can you hear?
Yes, that's better.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what our exact projections are, but I know just overall throughout the economy, service area construction is going very strong right now, which you've probably seen throughout the city. That's happening in a lot of areas. Last year, we had quite a bit of state work and things come up. I don't think we're going to be quite as busy as we were last year, but I can just double check with our salespeople and operations people and make sure I get you a better answer for next month's meeting.
It's just kind of a benchmark.
But I don't think it'll be quite what it was last year.
As far as the number of blasts and things like that?
Yeah, the blasting level will correlate to the sales levels. So the less we...
And I see a lot of construction out there in red orange barrels for the month of April already. So
yeah, well, just from where I live, from Waukesha to here, because they're putting that pipeline in, I think they got every road between my house and here closed down or detoured. So it took me a lot longer to get here than I thought today. So.
Makes for an interesting ride, huh? Okay, any other business or any other discussion for Payne Dolan at this point? Questions?
Well, I just want to add that Clint just submitted the reclamation plan that I will go to the plan commission for review.
I'm sorry, could you start over? I missed the first part.
Oh, that Clint submitted the reclamation plan.
Right.
Yeah, just today. So that will go to the plan commission for review.
Oh, okay, good.
Yeah, and we will send a copy for the common council for information.
So it's moving forward, and after it goes to the plan commission, does it come to the council then?
No.
Nothing.
Just there. A copy for information of the FYI. Common council, yeah.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Riglow, too, just to confirm that if anybody wants to go for a quarry tour, you're more than welcome. I think it'll be easier after the 1st of June because I think we're going to start relaxing some of our internal regulations that we have by that time where we can actually have somebody ride with us in our vehicles. Which makes the tour a lot easier. I did take Regalo for almost 2 hours, I think, a couple weeks ago. So that's open. All you have to do is reach out to me, and we can make it work if you want to go. Obviously, during the week we're operating, get to see everything. You're more than welcome. We don't blast necessarily every day. That tends to be usually one, maybe 2 days a week. But we can try to schedule those tours on days that we're blasting, but we usually don't know much more than a week ahead of time what those days are going to be, but we can try to do that too as well. So yeah, it would be better because then we can ride around and talk a lot easier. I take Kristen like for her inspections. We make it work because she's got a company vehicle with all the insurance and all that stuff. So then we just have her drive behind me, get on the phone. That's what Regalo and I did because he was in a city vehicle. So prefer not to have personal vehicles down in the quarry. But if it ends up going for a while and we're not going to be able to do that, we'll figure something else out. But I think after the 1st of June, I think it'll be better. But I'll let the committee know for sure. But in the meantime, if somebody really wants to get in before then, take a tour, we'll figure out a way to make it work.
And I'd highly recommend that everybody takes that. It's very interesting. You get to see firsthand where the areas are, and it's very interesting. It would just broaden your feel for what goes on here with the maps and everything. So I highly recommend that if you can do it. Do you do it on Saturdays possibly or not?
Yeah, we just might not see the whole breadth of the operation. Okay. But if that's the day that works because you're busy, we'll make that work. That's not a problem. You just may not see some things that active that you would during the week. And we don't blast on the weekends either.
Yeah, took it a couple years ago, I think we did it before COVID.
I think that was two summers ago now was our last.
And it really put things in perspective. So I want to thank you for offering that and keep that open for anybody that would call in for that.
Yeah,
whether it be citizens or anybody, you would allow that, right?
Yeah, and I offered Regalo has got some calls. I try to keep it to people that are in the general vicinity for the most part or may have some other material interest because we'll get calls from people that are out of town. And if we were busy with that, we'd have trouble trying to keep up with it. But if there's neighbors that are close by that want to learn more, like, you know, Dallas, if you weren't on the quarry monitoring committee, I'd still offer you that as a neighbor just to understand what we're doing. So. And usually when we bring them in, you can ask Kristen from Stantec. We take you wherever, all over through the pit. It's not like we just stop on top and look at it and go, okay, that looks good. What do you want to go see?
He does a nice thorough job with it, so appreciate
it. It takes a good hour, at least a good hour to see it, as I recall. So put aside at least kind of a block of time.
Yeah, I'd say at least an hour unless you I have a lot of questions and want to get all the details, and it might go a little longer. So.
Okay, I have one other thing that carried over from last meeting. Do all the new members have all the materials that you need as far as the PDDs and the actual ordinances that have formed this committee and what the purposes are? Have you got anything? Dallas, have you got all the paper?
I would appreciate a refresh. I'm sure that we've sent it at some point. And without digging through all the emails, I haven't deleted anything. But one other comment, the quarry package that we sent this time, however that was done, I really appreciate that. it used to be done in almost like a Dropbox or a remote folder, and I was having trouble connecting with that. I was like 50% chance it would never even open, being that I'm remoting in. So you guys sent a PDF this time, and that was very helpful.
Okay. Yeah, I can send another email to all the members with all the PDD documents, so you can have it again. And if you need any paper copy, just let me know, and I will print one for you.
I think there's two or three different ordinances that have formed this committee, and what the purpose is.
Well, the two PDDs and the rules, the rule of the committee.
So that's a good read. I know it takes a little time, but it really. We're a quorum monitoring committee, and that's our focus, is to monitor. So you're going to understand how some of that all came into play. So. Okay, next meeting would be scheduled when? On the calendar?
Yep.
Sure. Okay. So it's the last Thursday?
Yeah, so we can have the...
In May 27th?
It's
like
the 27th.
Let's see. Thursdays are different meetings for me. Let's try to keep it on the May 27th then. That would be the last Thursday of the month. Is that okay for everybody? Is that okay for your schedule? Okay.
Before we close, I did want to open up one other open-ended question for Clint and just for the group in general.
Sure.
So in the interest of the city, and just right now we're having a little bit less of a contentious group with us. You know, we don't have citizens pitchforks and torches kind of angry about the quarry today. I think it's appropriate to ask, at least. Clint, is it too much to ask? And of course you can respond, you know, candidly. Is it a trade secret, or is it allowing your competition to know? Is there a way, if, say, I'm putting myself in a citizen's shoes, if I knew the quarry was going to last 5 years, 10 years, 50 years, maybe if it was five more years, I'd be like, I'm going to shut up. I can subside 5 years. If it was 50 years, I'd be like, well, that's a long time. I'm going to shut up. Is there any way that forecasting like that can be shared? Is that, I mean, I work for a business. I know certain topics you can and can't talk about. You know, you wouldn't want to share because you have competition. I'm just kind of bringing in something that I've been kicking around since the last time we met. Does any of that make sense?
Sure. And that's come up in numerous meetings that we've had, and even on the quarry tours and stuff like that. And usually our general timeline, as we say, we got upwards of 50 years. Could be more, could be less, depending on what the market conditions are. But we do have substantial amount of reserves that will allow us to be in the community for quite a while, Dallas. So that time frame is that longer outlook that you're referring to. So,
okay. When did... Just for my knowledge, when did, because I know the quarry was active, then was there a period of inactivity and then picked back up and then was bought out by Payne and Doyle?
The quarries have been in business since the 1940s.
Okay.
There were actually two quarries there, and Payne Dolan bought out the other quarry. So yeah, they're both in operation simultaneously.
And just for a little reference, because a lot of people, I started with Payne and Dolan in the mid-90s, and the construction industry in the 90s and in the 2000s up until the bubble burst with, in what was that, 2008 or so, the construction industry was nonstop. I mean, we had sites that were operating 24/7 because we could, or we were crushing all winter because there was demand for that. This quarry, at one time, you know, we were doing as much then just on our one side as we did last year. Plus, Vulcan was doing just as much. So, you know, a lot of our business now is 40-50% of what it was back at that time as far as activity. So whether it's hauling out, crushing, blasting, anything like that. So that activity is a lot different than it was 15, 20 years ago even.
Does that help? So,
yeah, so in a sense, the questions come up several times. The answer is always, we're always looking 30, 40, 50 years out. Has it always been that? Or does the city, is there a back and forth between the city for renewal or extension of the contract?
No. It's in the PDDs that they'll, it's okay. At their discretion as to either when the stone runs out or they decide to close the operation. It was set up in 97 when the PDDs came into play, and that's where it still stands today as being a mutual agreement.
Yeah, and prior to the PDDs, the quarry sites operated as non-conforming uses because they predated any zoning ordinances. So all the quarries had to operate under were DNR rules or any blasting rules. As far as hours of operation, what they wanted to do on site, they could do whatever they wanted, whenever they wanted, however they wanted, as long as they were within those time frames. So as part of the PDD approvals, allowed the quarries to expand into certain areas, but also there were things that were given up by the quarries as well, like the area west of the Root River that Payne & Dolan used to operate. There was a 20-plus acre piece there that could have been mined, but that was given up and it was reclaimed, and that can never be mined because we can't go on that side of the river. In addition, the blasting limits now that are more strict than what the state otherwise allows, the hours of operation, and there's a whole bunch of those other conditions that weren't in place there, so it was a negotiation and a trade-off between the city and the quarries at the time that was approved. So.
It was my understanding that when the previous quarry left and you bought it out, there was the same contract, basically. And so it just trailed
over.
Yeah,
they were almost identical, with the only change being the PD numbers and the companies on them. But otherwise, they were negotiated in parallel between the quarry operators and the city at that time to try to keep them. Because the last thing you wanted, well, that's them. No, you guys are all under the same set of rules, so... that's why we can sort of just say PDDs, because those blasting limits, hours of operation are all the same between those two.
Anything else, Dallas?
Nope.
No.
Yeah, and don't hesitate. If you have any questions like that, we're more than willing to answer any of those that you may have, Dallas. That's not a problem.
Thanks.
A lot of committees, when citizens make comments, it's supposed to be the committee itself stays silent because it's a chance for citizens to come in and ask questions. So it's their chance to voice without interruption from the bench, if you will, the group. But if you've got anybody that would like to come in, we try to listen and we try to get answers. It might not be at that meeting, but if people have those kind of questions, we're happy to have them come and at least state them within the citizen comment period. If you know of people that have those concerns. Okay. The next meeting will be 5:27. If there's no more discussion, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn.
A motion.
The motion has been made and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
The motion.
Aye.
The meeting is adjourned.